Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
46970.
Did you say 46970?
Correct.
Thank you. And your first and last name for me, please?
Pamela Day.
Pamela Day, 1 minute for me, please.
Thank you.
Ma'am, are you calling regarding a charge or an order?
Charge.
1 moment for me, please, Ms. Day.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Day, I'm looking at your shipping address. Would you please verify it for me, please, starting with 43, including city and state?
430 West Lovers Lane Road, Peru, Indiana, 46970.
Thank you. I'll be right with you. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the computer's a little slower than usual this morning, huh? That's what's
it's
going
Monday,
on here.
That's okay.
Let's see here. I'm used to it coming, popping right up with information.
Mm-hmm.
I do see it now, Ms. Day. The offer for $7.95. This is a sweepstakes ticket you bought to try to win a kitchen item. And involved in this offer is the online shopping discount store. This is that membership. So it's a combined bundle. Now, how may I help you this morning?
Well, because I don't remember doing that at all. I mean, I don't even want a KitchenAid, so I don't know why I would have tried to win it.
Oh, really? Did you see the terms and conditions for this?
No, I don't know anything about it. I just saw the charge on my charge card.
Did you deal with a survey or a contest of some type?
Not that I remember. I surely would have remembered spending $7.95 that turned into $56.95. When
yes,
was
$7. This is the this is June. In June 10th. And it was the purchase of this for $7.95, and oftentimes it's considered as a trial situation or a discounted situation. Do you recall any of that?
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Now, I have a question for you. Do you feel this is someone using your card? It's fraud, and I need to send you to that department to fix this? Or do you
well, I mean, I don't know
state?
Who it would be, but it sure wasn't me.
Okay. So let me look at the card. We have a card here that it was charged on,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's,
right.
Mm-hmm, it's a MasterCard. And do you have the last four of it?
0114.
Yeah, that's the one we have.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I can hold on 1 minute for me, please. Let me see.
Okay, sure.
Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your patience. 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'll be right with you, okay?
Mm-hmm. You're fine.
Okay, so I'm waiting for a response just to see with this. So we take fraud seriously.
I have 40 some years of banking, and I pay attention to all that kind of stuff because I've seen so much debit card fraud.
Right, right.
But
so
I
do
mean,
you think that's what this is?
Well, I don't know, nobody has my card that I know of, but I sure didn't. The girl that I had the first time said to look on my email, and I'm not finding anything on email whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
When I go clear back to the 1st of June.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, $56 is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ms. Day, thank you for your patience for one moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ms. Day, what I'll do is transfer you to the fraud department, and you all work out that piece, okay?
Okay.
Let me, so that you can just get someone looking at this with you.
All righty.
Okay, 1 minute for me, please, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, you're fine.
Mm-hmm. We're just getting you some attention here so you can solve the situation.
Okay.
You're about to be transferred in the moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Still handling your account, about to finish.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have the cancellation number for this account, ma'am?
No. The cancellation number?
Yes, so that you know that this account has been shut down.
Oh, no, uh-uh.
May I give you that?
Yeah, so you're going to close the account.
Right, so the account is definitely closed from your last agent whom you spoke with. So that there's no more charges of any type, nothing that can interrupt the account.
Now, I should have, I think, 2 credits coming in.
So when I say cancel, I don't mean refund. I don't mean refund. I mean canceled, meaning that
So I can't use it.
Right. You or anyone else, because you said you didn't open it.
No,
right?
I didn't
say
I didn't open the account. I didn't on that premium, on that $56.95. The rest of it is my transactions.
So the sweepstakes at $7.95, you did that?
No, but I'm not even seeing a $7.95. There's a charge for $56.95 that I did not do, and I did not pay $7.95 to enter a stupid sweepstakes. The other charges on the account are mine.
There are no other charges except for the sweepstakes and the $56.95. What other charges do you see?
Well, you're not looking at my credit card. You're just looking at that transaction.
Right. So you've called a company that has charged you.
Okay.
So we're only looking at
that
what the
transaction.
Company, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So am I hearing you correctly, Ms. Day? I want to make sure I'm listening to you. Are you saying that this company that's charging you, you did not
never heard of them? Yes, I did not do that transaction.
Okay. So, and that's what I want to honor.
So that's closed down to that company.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
That if this is fraud, no one has the opportunity to play in that account and charge it up.
Great. Okay. I got you now.
Okay. Very good. So I'm transferring you so you can settle this matter. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And I want to thank you for calling customer support. Mm-hmm. And I'm transferring you now.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Day. I hope this works out and have a good day. Thanks for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm.